West Tech targets early 2026 for release of 10-year transmission outlook, written by Henrik Nielsen and read by an automated voice. The Western Transmission Expansion Coalition plans to publish its 10-year outlook for Western transmission needs in February 2026 and has begun outlining the 20-year plan, according to Energy Strategies, which is developing the report. The West Tech effort, jointly facilitated by the Western Power Pool, or WPPN WEC, will address long-term interregional transmission needs across the Western interconnection. The goal is to produce transmission portfolios for 10 and 20-year planning horizons. The 10-year outlook is slated for release in February 2026, pending approval from the West Tech Steering Committee, said John Muss, senior consultant with Energy Strategies, during a West Tech Regional Engagement Committee meeting December 11. The 10-year report will include a 6-page summary, a 20-page report and technical appendices with supplemental data and methodology, according to presentation slides. The study work itself is largely done pending approval, Musk said. But the 20-year is further behind its earlier on in the study process. The goal for the 20-year plan is to have a report in front of the West Tech Steering Committee by September 2026, Musk said. The consulting firm has begun developing the 20-year reference case nodal models and hypothesis map. Energy Strategies is using the 10-year models as a starting point to develop the production cost model and system reliability assessment, according to the slides. Energy and Environmental Economics will provide data on expected electricity demand by 2045, which Energy Strategies will use to develop area-level load profiles for the 20-year reference case with feedback from the West Tech Assessment and Technical Task Force, or WATT. Based on data from E3 and the 10-year outlook, Energy Strategies is mapping out how the transmission system could look in 20 years, according to the slides. The main objective of West Tech is to create an actionable transmission study by conducting integrated planning analysis across the Western interconnection. The study horizons focus on evaluating transmission requirements in 2035 and 2045, with the goal of prioritizing flexible and scalable transmission solutions for nearer-term needs to help better position the system for efficient long-run expansion, the study plan reads. The effort has support from stakeholders across the Western region. For example, WATT members include representatives from the Bonneville Power Administration, Western Area Power Administration, PowerX, Northwest Power, and Conservation Council, and more. In June, CAISO cited West Tech as one of the factors influencing its interregional transmission planning, saying it will use the information to help identify opportunities it will emphasize, either by itself or in collaboration with other entities. Energy Strategies will present a much more finalized version and set of results of the 20-year outlook during WPP's all-committee meeting in January, Musk said.